varied gifts.
The Lord does not apportion to any one man some special territory in which he alone is to labor. This is contrary to his plan. He designs that in every place where the truth is introduced, different minds, different gifts shall be brought in to exert an influence upon the work. No one man has sufficient wisdom to manage an interest without helpers, and no one should think himself competent to do so. The fact that a person has ability in one direction is no evidence that his judgment on all other subjects is perfect, and that the wisdom of some other mind does not need to be united with his. Those who do labor together should seek to be in perfect harmony, and yet no one should feel that he cannot labor with those who do not see just as he sees, and who do not in their labors follow just his plans. If all manifest a humble, teachable spirit, there need be no difficulty. God has set in the church different gifts. These are precious in their proper places, and all may act a part in the work of preparing a people for Christ's soon coming. Our ministers in responsible places are men whom God has accepted. No matter what their origin, no matter what their former position, whether they followed the plow, worked at the carpenter's trade, or enjoyed the discipline of a college, if God has accepted them, let every man beware of casting the slightest reflection upon them. Never speak disparagingly of any man, for he may be great in the sight of the Lord, while those who feel great may be lightly esteemed of God because of the perversity of their hearts. Not one moment of our precious time should be devoted to bringing others to conform to our personal ideas and opinions. God would educate men engaged as co-laborers in this great work to the highest exercise of faith and the development of a harmonious character. Men have varied gifts, and some are better adapted to one branch of the work than another. What one man would fail to do, his brother minister may be strong to accomplish. The work of each in his position is important. One man's mind is not to control that of another. If one man stands up feeling that no one shall influence him, that he has judgment and ability to comprehend every branch of the work, that man will fail of the grace of God. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 4, pages 608-609. It is the faithfulness, the loyalty to God, the loving service that wins the divine approval. Every impulse of the Holy Spirit leading men to goodness and to God is noted in the books of heaven. And in the day of God, the workers through whom he has wrought will be commended. They will enter into the joy of the Lord as they see in his kingdom those who have been redeemed through their instrumentality. And they are privileged to participate in his work there because they have gained a fitness for it by participation in his work here. What we shall be in heaven is the reflection of what we are now in character and holy service. Christ's Object Lessons, page 361.